This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, podcast.
I have something for you.
Do you? Oh my God, he's actually giving us something. Sorry, he's placing a big box on the desk. This was really unexpected. Is it a safe?
Was this sent in to us?
I think it is a safe.
Okay.
Wait. Because there is a picture of a safe.
Right.
On the back of it.
Is it sent to Emma, Dave and Ashling?
Zoe said this was for Emma, Dave and Ashling, but I don't know where it says Emma, Dave and Ashling, because it just says Spin 1038.
Oh, jeez. I don't know if that's supposed to go to us.
I don't think it is either.
I think there's been a mistake.
Will I ask Nick, can we open it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to ask our boss. Be right back.
See you soon.
Maybe we'll edit this bit out.
Why would someone send us a safe?
I don't know if they're going to, like, what would they need a safe
We don't
for?
Have any money.
No, we got nothing to hide.
So Zoe handed you, why did you get your ASOS order to work? Because there's no one home in your house.
No, I always get, do you never get parcels to work?
No.
You know everyone in here gets their parcels to work.
Oh, news.
Got the go ahead.
We got the go ahead.
Got the go ahead to open the safe.
Open the box.
Okay, open the box.
Okay.
Callum said he knows what it is and he said you'll know, Dave, but we won't.
I have no idea.
Yeah, but when you see it, he said, like, you'll know.
Oh, okay.
Something that we ordered for the show, a safe. Okay, we're doing the worst show ever. Has that got anything to do with anything? Dave will know. Girly quiz? Something to do with the waxing?
It's heavy enough, is it?
Very heavy.
Okay, he's lifting the lid.
Oh, it says spin on it. Spin, I see the spin logo.
I don't know what this is, but this is cool.
Okay.
Okay. John,
there's a box within
okay,
the box.
It does look like a safe.
Oh my God, it looks like a safe.
Is it a safe?
It's rattling. What's it say on top?
There's a key thing here. But there's no.
Sorry for this now, but.
Sorry.
Wait, what
is
the
hell? Is there a key inside it?
I know visual box openings are fun on Instagram, but I'm not sure how they come across.
It's a safe with spin branding.
There's keys here.
Okay, we've got keys.
In the box. Oh!
No, there's nothing in the box.
No.
What is it?
Dave, Ashling and Emma. Wrong show name. We feel you. Good pens often have a habit of running away. We've gone ahead and made a special personalised one for you that you can keep safe. Literally.
Wow.
All you need to do is use this trusty key and there are some extra pens that we thought could be up for grabs for the Spin 1038 team.
Oh my God,
this
Dave!
Is from Patrick Murphy, the CEO of Codex.
Oh
Sorry,
my God.
This safe has spin branding on it and it says something very important is hidden in here. Something. What's
oh
it
my
say?
God, Dave, this is so exciting. Dave asked for people to send in their pens, their workplace pens.
And someone sent a safe.
And someone sent a safe with pens for Dave.
Oh my God. There's about 400 pens in here. Look, we've got nice, like, little boxes here. Oh my God. Oh my God. Don't take me. I belong to Emma.
Even though I was on homeless.
Don't take me. I belong to Ashley. And don't take me. I belong to Dave.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. These are incredible. There's your box for yours, Emma.
This might be the best podcast intro of all time.
And then a load of I'm up for grabs pens.
Oh!
This is really cool.
Sorry,
man.
What? Oh my God. This is in a fancy box. The box says this pen is for Ashley only.
Mine said this is for Dave only.
That mine says the same.
Sorry. I was like, please say something different.
Emma, come on.
There were so many things to look at. I was like, where am I looking?
Oh my God, it says keep me somewhere safe.
Sorry, Codex. Codex. Who are you, legends?
Oh my God.
Codex for the absolute win and a half.
Codex Art Class. That was one of the most exciting podcast intros of all time.
I'm shocked.
Are you okay, Dave?
That
was a lot for you.
We've got a full-blown safe.
Show me all the contents of the thing. So this is crazy.
So there's a key here. I'll take a key and Callum will take a key. You know?
Oh no,
God,
I keep it
nuts
among
and bolts
us.
In here.
Is there just two keys, Dave?
Two keys, yeah.
No, three of us will have the keys.
There's some nuts and bolts in there. And a load of collapsed.
Dave, where are you going to keep the safe now?
I don't know. I'm thinking, can I put it in the corner?
Put it in the studio to annoy other people and get a bit of talk.
But then Matt Cooper will be all over it. I'm up for grabs. Oh my God, we can get these away.
How cool is this, man?
They're amazing.
Well done,
and
Codex.
Dave, are they the kind of pens that you were after?
That's actually a good question. Let me
Dave, they are.
Okay, first off, the up for grabs pens are stunning. And then we take out mine. And what did I say I wanted with these pens?
You said you wanted a clicky with something fun on the back of
it. I wanted a feature, didn't I?
Yeah, you wanted a feature, and that is what you got, my darling.
I have got a stylus on the back of my pen.
Oh my God. So wait, can you tap your phone with that?
Yeah. So look, it's just like, it's like drawing it. It's like a, you could use it almost as a pen, so I could take a photo now. Like,
and draw a picture
this
on the back.
And then here's my...
I've never known what that was for.
Yeah, there you go. It's a little stylus. How cool is that?
It's like the Nintendo
Codex.
Codex.
You, like, there was literally no need for this level of effort.
This is amazing.
It is so appreciated.
This is going on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh my God, just scrap the whole show. This is it.
Wow.
How did Callum know what it was?
I don't know.
He must have, they must have asked. They must have emailed.
They must have emailed.
That's brilliant. Well, well done, Codex.
Oh my God.
What? It writes... It's blue.
It's blue.
It's my favorite. We said I don't like black or brown.
Oh, mine's blue and it looks like it would be black.
This is class, lads. These are so cool.
Lads, we'll have to get some video evidence of this online.
There's a lovely write on them.
Full touch. That was a big...
Full-blown safe is amazing. Also, what's this for?
What a journey. Enjoy today's show.
Bye.
Oh, actually, I'll hold up mine as well. Hold your pen to camera.
You have to speak.
And then we all speak, so I'll just go, don't take me, I belong to Emma is my pen.
Don't take me, I belong to Dave.
Don't take me, I belong to Aisling's, my pen.
What a thrill.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, wake up, rise and shine.
Hello and good morning to you. It is Monday the 15th of April. We are Emma, Dave and Aisling. This is Fully Charged on Spin.
Good morning. How are we? Happy Monday. Welcome to a brand new week, everyone. You're already looking like you're hyper enough, ready for it, dancing away.
Me? Yeah, I was just kind of grooving away to the tunes. Monday
the tunes.
Vibes.
And she's so cool.
To the tunes.
You know the tunes on Spin.
To the tunes on Spin.
They're very good, aren't they?
I have to say, this is probably the brightest of bright mornings so far, guys.
It's gorgeous.
It's making me a little bit nervous because it makes me think I'm late. Or something. Yes, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, oh no, is it actually 8 a.m.?
Do you remember, like, before the hour changed, it was really bright in the mornings, and then everyone was like, oh, well, it's about to get very dark again in the mornings. Yeah. I feel like that didn't even happen.
Didn't really happen.
Didn't really massively.
Maybe, amazing.
A couple of days, maybe.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. It's great.
I had a big wardrobe issue on Friday.
Tell.
I was meeting my mate. We were going to somebody's child gig.
Destiny's Child.
Somebody's
Destiny is
No, somebody's child. They're a Dublin band and they were playing the Olympia. It was really good. But I met my friend and literally was like, you know, like trying to think of summer. And I don't know about everyone else, but I am so sick of jeans. I'm so bored of jeans.
Yeah.
So anyway, made myself wear this kind of like ankle length, still denim, but white denim skirt.
Just
to mix it up.
And the legs are free.
Just to mix it up, you know, and then you're not wearing tights or anything. I don't know. I'm just so sick of bloody jeans. Anyway, so I arrive in the skirt to meet my friends on Fade Street, and we are literally there, I would say, the guts of 12 minutes, right?
Oh, no.
As in, we're kind of standing outside in the sun, there's buskers down the street, it's a good vibe, but we're kind of keeping an eye out for an El Seat should it become available very soon.
Friday night was nice.
Friday evening was really lovely.
Yeah.
And went to sit down anyway, and with the reshuffling of bags at the table next to us, someone's full drink.
No.
A black drink.
No.
No.
Went flying across the table. And like, I mean that this stain started at my hip and continued down to my knee, down to the ground. And you know when you kind of just have a moment of, okay, that happened.
Yeah.
So I just kind of stood up and just kind of went to look at the buskers for a minute, just trying to think about what to do now. I was like,
and were they like, I'm so sorry?
Do you know what the weirdest part that this whole thing was? There was no apology whatsoever.
Oh,
I was like, look, I'm the first person who can be a klutz. Like, that is something that would happen to me, and I'd be like, I will lick it off you. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Give me your dry cleaning bill, whatever you need. But no, nothing. Anyway, so my friend then was like, get into the loo now. And I was like, it's grand. Look, I was going to go home and change and I'll start again. Like, there was no getting away with it.
Kind
of way.
And it's the start of the night.
Exactly. She was like, no, take it off. Get into that cubicle. Take it off. I was like, what do you mean? No, don't be silly. She was like, take it off. I just stand there. Nothing's more humbling than a 20 past 7 standing
in your jocks.
In your jocks, essentially, yeah. While she washed and dried it.
What is it with those white clothes? They're just attracted to stain.
Can I ask as well, did you have a crop top on?
Did I have a crop top on?
Because there's nothing worse than being in a crop top. And your knickers.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody wants to
it
see that.
It was me, my crop talk, my sucky and knickers in the loo. Just going, This isn't a good start
I feel like
to the night.
One of the other things, you know, the those rompers that button up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd be worse, I think, to be stood like that.
Yeah. just fully nude.
Looking at you. Yeah, yeah. You're with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. 6 minutes after seven. Let's
good
do
morning.
This.
I wanna wake up.
Recharged. Ella Henderson, Rudimental Alibi on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Morning.
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 You know when you sometimes are like, now how did you manage to pull that one off, Ella? So a remix of Alibi has just been released featuring... Never would have guessed that I'm the other girl. You could have confessed, but you let me find her. Such a mess, and you protest, but you got no legs to stand on. Would find it hard to recognise that vocal.
It just sounds like Ella Henderson.
My head.
Any ideas?
Is it Becky?
It's not Becky.
Is it Halsey?
It's not Halsey.
I know that voice.
Quite honestly, if Callum didn't team me up with this, I would not know either. I would be absolutely lost. That is the vocal of Natasha Bedingfield.
No way.
Whoa.
I never would have got
that. I'm not embarrassed that I didn't get that.
No, I never would have got
the
that.
The rest is still unwritten, Natasha Bedingfield,
yeah, yeah.
For those who don't know. Her voice has changed.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
More mature.
Cool.
Who's in her phone book? That's a random one.
That
how are you, Natasha?
Really,
any chance you're around?
Yeah.
Maybe gas.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's beautiful things that are.
Benson Boone's Beautiful Things here at Spin. Good morning.
We all have pets, don't we, at home? I know, Ash, you have cats.
Yeah.
Emma?
Kobe, yeah, golden retriever at home.
A lovely name for a dog. What are the name of your cats?
We've Stella and Luna at home.
Very, very
and
nice.
And then also,
names.
You know, Mr. Plops, who does pop by the apartment
of
in Dublin.
Course, of course, of course.
Do you want to hear the background to Kobe?
Of course, yeah. Please tell me.
Kobe's 15 now, and he was bought from a family in Cove. So at the time, my very young brother said, Kobe.
Oh, because it's like how you pronounce... How
very cute.
Cove
kind of like Hope. He was very young at the time, but
that's
anyway...
Cute.
Very cute. Very, very nice.
There we go.
Well, in the UK, a pet insurance company is inviting the public to vote on some of the most unusual animal names for its annual Wacky Pet Names Prize. And I thought, well, this is right up our street.
Absolutely.
Absolutely right up our street. All the most bizarre names are chosen from the company's currently enrolled pets and split into three categories. Dog, cat and exotic. So the three genders. So I'm going to give you the pet names of each category. And I want your favourite.
Okay.
Right? So you're going to have a little family of a dog, a cat, and an exotic pet, right?
Okay.
We start with the dogs. I'll go through all of them. Boots with the fur. Chug Chug Pickles. Lil Richard Simmons sweating to the oldies. Lord Waddles. Lulu the Conqueror. Molly from Corporate. Mr. Pizza Puff. One Love Tiny Dancer Princess Margaret Rose Windsor. Oh. Team The Bandit Player and The News. What dog are you choosing?
It's going to have to be Lord Waddles for me.
Lord Waddles,
yes.
Yeah.
I do like Molly from Corporate.
That's my favourite.
Yeah, that's like nice.
Molly from Corporate stands out, but also The News.
The News, yeah.
The News.
Yeah. I also did kind of like the One Love Tiny Dancer Princess Margaret Rose Windsor. That's a, just one
it's a,
name.
It's a lot, isn't it?
It's
but
a lot.
If you, like, what's the nickname? One Love.
No. It must be. Yeah, what are you going to call it?
Yeah.
Like, do you know when you give it out to a dog? I said this when we got our dog Charlie, right? And I was just like, they were trying to name it. And I was just like, you have to pick a name that you're going to have to be able to give out to.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, well, you're just setting a precedent that we're going to be giving out to. I was like, it's a dog. You're going to be giving out to it. It's not going to...
Your dog's going to be an
come back
a-hole
to
if you don't give out
exactly,
to it.
Exactly. I'm not going to be screaming buttons down the road. Do you know what I mean? Mr. Waddles. It's not happening.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. You need something with it that can give a bit of authority when needed.
Exactly. Yeah. We move on to the cats.
Okay.
We have Balsamic Vinegar. Car Alarm. Itty Bitty Kitty Committee. Meow-nays. Minerva Meogonigal. That's a Harry Potter reference, Emma.
Yeah, thank you.
Necronomicat. Samsung Family Hub Refrigerator. Skull Crusher. Steph Purry. And Tony Scarface Baloney.
What was the first one?
Balsamic Vinegar.
Yeah, that's mine. Balsamic Vinegar. I actually tuned out after that one.
I am absolutely going to call my cat Samsung Family Hub Refrigerator. And we move on.
That's like their Wi-Fi password. They were like, just name it the cat. We'll never forget
Some of these, I feel like they've named them these names just so they can be on the Wacky
Pet. That's what I thought.
List.
Yeah, and I don't like that.
No, I don't like that.
No, you have to go into this story in this imaginary world just thinking that they actually have done this.
Okay, fair. You know, I have to be an optimist here.
Yeah, you do.
And finally, the exotic pets category.
Oh,
here we go.
This is going to get crazy.
A rabbit named Beazle Bun. A ferret named Boo Boo Bean. A snake named Boop Noodle. A guinea pig named Cow Pig. A tegu lizard named Frosted Mini Wheats. A macaw named Magic Nugget. A tortoise named Midsize Sedan. A ferret named Mumbo Jumbo. A pig named Snoop Hoggy Hog. And a rabbit named Thor, Odin Bun, God of Bunder.
Oh my God.
What was the snake? That was mine.
The snake was called Boop Noodle.
Boop Noodle is good.
Because like, I think for something that can be so scary to so many people as a literal snake in your house, and you're like, everybody, this is Boop Noodle.
Yeah, and then you kind of go, oh.
So we are going to have a house, a fully charged house,
okay,
with a snake called Boop Noodle.
Can I have Snoop Hoggy Hog?
You're going to have Snoop, you can. We are also going to have a cat named Samsung Family Hub Refrigerator and Molly from Corporate and maybe Lord Waddles as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's going to be a good house.
That's a good year on the wacky pet names.
I agree. We reconvene next year.
Okay. Fantastic.
put a note in your calendar.
Yes, it's there.
No, because we spoke before in the show about how we love like a dog named Nathan.
Yes.
But I prefer these.
Yeah, same.
You know what? I don't care about your dog calls.
Yeah, I'm over William. Human pet names now.
I just
wacky.
Wacky. Here's Nathan Dull, and we ain't here for long. It's been. I'm sick and tired, ain't got the answer. You get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Pink Panther, Size Spice, Boys Liar Part 2 on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. Just to let you know, after 10 o'clock this morning, you could win your tickets to Punchestown, the big gig happening on June 1st and 2nd. Belters only, MK, Jazzy, New Era, loads more. That's all with Michaela from 10 o'clock this morning here on Spin.
Unreal. I had quite a chill weekend, so I'm feeling kind of refreshed this morning, which is kind of rare.
People who had a chill weekend are just so smug.
I know.
So smug.
Whenever I have one, I'm like, I had a chill weekend. Don't be jealous. And I just had a look at my step counter on my phone there. It tells me I did a total of 220 steps yesterday.
Oh, nice one.
And the reason being is because yesterday was board game day, guys.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What is it? Hog scuffle or something weird?
I do like to quiz you on what you think the game is called, even though I've said it loads of times.
Yeah, one is called Wingspan.
Yes, one is called Wingspan. That's the bird-based game.
Yeah, and one is called
Gloomhaven.
Well done.
That's very good.
Nerds unite. Well done, Callum. Okay, so
I was literally like, Uno.
I've spoken about Gloomhaven a few times.
Maybe
on the show,
I kind of just switch off.
And it's amazing that we still have listeners. My boyfriend and I play with my brother and his girlfriend, and we're kind of like very deep into this game. There's loads of different like levels or scenarios, as they're called.
Scenarios.
And you kind of work through them to get to the end. We've been playing this game for like over a year. We meet every like couple of weeks. But we actually haven't got to do it at all in 2024. So it was the inaugural board game day of 2024 yesterday.
Can I ask, you know, and not to put you off too much, but you know, the way you say you play it every couple of months or whatever. Mm-hmm. Are you still playing the same game?
It's the same game. Yeah, we just move up the levels. So
do you ever complete it?
Yes.
Okay.
Eventually. And hopefully soon, guys.
Okay.
This is the big news.
But surely you just start up from the start then.
No, you start with certain characters and then you play as those characters all the way up along and you complete different levels.
Very cool.
Yeah. Okay, so yesterday we were taking on the third last scenario and we were taking this on for the fifth time.
Oh no.
We've lost this scenario four times already. Oh. We played it twice in one day at Christmas and it was a dark, dark day where we lost twice in a row.
No.
And we believe that this scenario is flawed and so do the people on BoardGameGeek.com.
No way.
And that is a forum for board gamers, okay? So I wasn't on this, but my boyfriend Alex hopped on.
He's a member already.
Yeah. What is the story with scenario 15 on Jaws of the Lion Gloomhaven, okay? And people claim that it's actually impossible with the given rules to beat, okay?
Is that an aphrodisiac when you googled that?
I will not comment. Yes.
Look at him go.
What else are they saying?
Tell me more.
So basically what people have suggested on BoardGameGeek.com is to lower the difficulty of the level by giving the zealots, the black imps and the blood imps less hit points, aka making the monsters a little bit easier to kill.
But if I know you, you'd hate that.
I do kind of hate that, but honestly, each bloody round of this game takes about 4 hours.
Right.
So after having spent about 16 hours already on this level, I really didn't want to go again. So I said, yes, let's lower the bloody difficulty on this and move on. So we played yesterday. 4 hours later, we were down to our last player versus our last monster versus our last card. My brother was the last man on the board. And he had one more attack on the monster and he needed a certain amount of points and he had to flip over a card to tell him how many points it would be against him. and we lost.
No!
And 5 seconds later, I held up my glass and I said, I vote we won. And my brother said, hear, hear. And Alex said, aye, aye. And my brother's girlfriend said,
I want to go home.
And we all cheered and we decided that we won.
Wow, well, congratulations.
So we're moving on to the penultimate scenario.
I knew you could do it. I knew you could do it.
Thanks, guys.
Well done.
We'll get to 2027 and we'll finally hear the end of this story. Sorry, it just is not the most catchy name. Say it to me again. What's this bloody game called?
Gloomhaven.
Gloomhaven.
Yeah, not Gloomhain or Gloomhagel or Baldur's Gyme, what Dave comes up with every time.
Haven of Gloom.
Yes,
which
exactly.
Which is what you've been experiencing.
It rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, great, okay.
Shout out to BoardGameGeek.com. Thanks for the suggestion, guys.
Here's Zara Larsson on Spin Morning. We spent the last few minutes on the show talking about something very uncool. Aisling trying to beat a board game level.
I beg to differ.
And what's that game called?
Gloomhaven.
Well done, Emma.
We got there. A haven of gloom. Anyway, to something very cool.
Yeah, let's talk about something cool this time, will we?
Your chance to get to three of the hottest music festivals in Ireland this summer, courtesy of us here at Spin. We want to send you to Sea Sessions Longitude and Electric Picnic.
Woo!
This is one individual prize for the taking on the golden ticket. It's class.
Yeah, it's not three separate prizes. This is one ticket for all three gigs for you to go. And all you got to do is guess five songs and artists within 25 seconds. It's as simple as that.
It's officially week two of this game. And we would love it not to go on as long as the poor El Corfu prize.
Well, when you have to give last
this week.
Away.
The beauty of this is we don't have time to play with the
this
gigs.
This is true.
Do be getting going at the end
Summer
of May, early June.
Is so creeping up.
It is. So message us right now to get on the air after 8 o'clock this morning. Come on. Do you want this litany of amazing prizes? Golden in a WhatsApp 087 711 1038. Do that now for your shot to get on air. It's very exciting.
That's not my name. That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
It has been many weeks since we got a round of That's Not My Name in due to bank holidays and other disturbances.
Yeah.
We want you to come on and we want to guess your name with no hints or clues. That's the aim of the game. We each get one guess each. So there's three chances of us guessing your name. If we get your name wrong, you got to say the name of the game, which is That's Not My Name. And if we get it right, you exclaim, that's my name.
And you'll win a hell of a lot of IMC Cinema Passes if you do so.
16 IMC Cinema Passes are on this now.
All right, three players to get through. Let's start. Hello, player one.
Good morning.
All good?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good,
we're good.
All right, I'm going to kick this off. Player one, is your name Danielle?
No.
That's not your name.
That's not your name. Player
That's not my name, sorry.
Player one, is your name Amy?
That's not my name.
Oh, I thought I had it.
I really want to win today, so I'm going to say, player one, is your name Sarah?
Yes, that's my name!
Come on! Oh, she does it again. How do you keep doing this?
God! Sarah, I've had my first experience of a win on That's Not My Name.
Isn't it a high like you've never felt before?
On player one of all.
I can't believe we have to keep going till 10. I'm done.
Sarah, what's your full name? Go on.
It's really funny because me and my daughter were just laughing. My name is Sarah Murphy and I always give out and say, how many Sarah Murphys does everybody know?
No way.
And you were talking about Niamh Murphy. So I was like, I have to enter.
Oh my God, because Niamh Murphy won the cash machine. Oh my God, Sarah, you're the perfect candidate for this game.
Absolutely perfect. Sarah, you have just won, and get ready for this, 16 IMC cinema passes.
Woohoo! Brilliant, thank you.
You could use them for the rest of your life.
I don't even think there are 16 screens.
Yeah, like, be honest, Sarah, how often would you go to the cinema?
Not that often, but I have two daughters that will happily use them
up with us. I was thinking, not that often. Well, that's about to change.
Yeah.
You're about to be there every Saturday.
I was like, if you're someone who only goes a couple of times a year, it's like, that's you sort of for 8 years.
Yeah, honestly.
For real.
I feel like you might get more texts than the cash machine winner after winning this. We go cinema, Sarah.
Cinema with me.
Yeah,
very,
exactly.
Very true.
Popcorn.
Just to be completely clear, this is the voice note I've just got access to that only producer Callum heard.
My name is Sarah.
So there you go.
Brilliant. Brilliant voice note.
What a feeling.
Sarah, thank you so much for playing. You've given us a feeling like we really, really, really wanted today.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. You've set off our week to a great start.
We love listening to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah. Have a great day.
What a buzz.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. What a feeling of a Monday morning.
I'm so fuming that you've got two names. We've had two winners of this game, of this game's lifespan, and you guessed both of those.
I think
winners.
My name should be Meg, because I'm a bit of a mystery.
What is it about Sarah that gave it away? Like, because, like, I've often guessed Sarah on this game and no dice.
I don't know. Do you know my tactics is when it's a female, or actually when it's anybody, I think of the musical that I was in a few weeks ago and I know everybody's name in the cast and I just pick, oh, girl name from cast, Sarah. So go on, Sarah Melvin. You're the inspiration for today. You can thank her.
It's back next week and we'll kick off again with four IMC cinema passes.
Yes.
No bank holidays or anything interrupting
that's
next
week. That's a nice
no,
amount. Right. That's a nice, just it's a happy amount.
It's a juicy amount.
Yeah.
This is Jazzy and Giving Me on Spin Now. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I blame you for all the
hurt. Wake up. You wake me up. This is Spin's Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Kind of in my car, oh yeah.
Hello, good morning. It is 3 minutes gone eight. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling here at Spin.
Good morning, how are we? Very tired this morning, just purely because we did a lot of work in the house yesterday.
Oh.
A big clean in the house. All housemates banded together. I did the whole banisters. Never cleaned banisters before in my life.
Oh,
but that was a thing that needed
I
to be done.
I thought you were going
to
say bathroom and I was going to say, well done, that's a tough job.
No,
so
but
you
I,
literally shimmied a little bit of a duster over the banisters and considered yourself a team player?
No, I went and... And then, you know, clean them off, all the dust. And then I cut the grass as well.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay, and then I cleaned my own room. And the reason we did all of these things, so other people did the bathrooms and, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Would you say you got off kind of lightly? Or?
I don't know. Probably. Cutting the grass is a tough job, especially because it had just rained.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah.
But you're thinking, why the hell are you doing a spring clean on a Sunday after a night where you were out?
In spring? What
well, the landlord is on the way over today.
Ooh, for an inspection.
For... to value the house.
Oh, we don't like that now, do we?
And he says it's for insurance purposes. And I am bricking it.
Oh no, you love that gaff.
I love that gaff.
I've had a similar instance recently.
Have you?
And yeah. is it bad?
Haven't heard anything since.
Okay, see, this is what I'm worried about. I need to know that it is for insurance purposes. Now, he's no really reason to lie to us.
These are the bigger idiots for even making the house clean. You should have made it look like an absolute kip.
I was like, why?
The value is on.
Why are we putting the value up? Like,
yeah.
He's just going to get a mint for it.
It is such a fragile position when you're a renter. Because I remember a few weeks ago, there was a fella coming in to check the alarms. And I was like to my boyfriend Alex, I said, this stinks.
He's a spy.
He is looking, he is valuing this place.
Yeah.
He's looking to buy. Yeah,
it's scary, isn't
yeah.
it? So I was like, we're just literally helping our landlord sell our house.
Oh, you were so silly for doing that.
Oh, what am I doing? Honestly, we should
go back now and, you know, put
you know
a bit, load
really,
of book on the banisters.
Yeah,
I was just about to say, you know what really would have taken the value of that house down? Dusty banisters.
Yeah, very true.
You made big.
They're going to take one look at that banisters and go, well, dear God, I have to buy it.
So it's all on you,
it's
Dave.
All on. I'm so
why did you
fuming
such
as well.
Your job on the banisters?
So annoying.
I can see my reflection in the banisters.
I must buy it.
I've never seen a clean banister before. No one ever cleans the banisters.
And the grass has been cut as well. Oh, oh it's a beautiful place.
A few old dandelions and weeds around and they would have said, nah, this place isn't worth it. Whatever.
Yeah,
anybody has a room for Dave?
Yeah,
087.
Or just the new buyers. We come with the house. Okay, just so you know.
Yeah.
Dave and
six
Ben.
Six mentlers.
Yeah.
And lovely clean banisters. Okay, it's Emma, Dave and Aisling. This is Spin. The golden ticket is on the way.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
All right. It is creeping in. Summer 2024. And Spin being summer's number one hit music station, we want you front and center at this summer's hottest festivals on the golden ticket. The prize is insane, everybody.
We got a little bit of a peek into what summer's going to be like this weekend. I thought the weather was quite nice and I was like, we are so back.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we want to send you to three massive festivals this summer.
Producer Callum.
You know, so the festivals that we have Longitude, we have C-Sessions and EP.
Yes. Yep.
I'm going to put it out there and say... This is a producer Callum guarantee, not guarantee, but I'm
prediction.
Just going to say, I think we'll get EP lineup this week.
Do you think?
Have you got a man on the inside?
I have, this is no, there's no legitimacy to this whatsoever.
Just a prediction.
I know no one who runs EP. I'm just going to say, I think we'll hear a smattering of something.
I think it is high time we got a lineup.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, 100%. So C-Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic, they're the tickets for as one prize. All of this could be all yours. should you be our next winner of the golden ticket. And naturally, with like the dates on these, we can't be messing around with this for too long. The C-Session is on the 21st of June.
Yeah, we need to be giving this away in the next month and a half.
And you kind of need to know, like, if you're going,
if you're going or not.
I need to make your plans to make sure you're around. So look, get on and take this incredible prize and start planning what wellies you'll be wearing. Golden in a WhatsApp 087-711-103. Or maybe it'll all be a fever dream and it'll all be all over because Deborah will take it off us today. How was your weekend, Deborah?
I was down at the Avonree for a walk around Bletchton there on the night, a friend's engagement party last night.
Oh, that's very, very exciting.
Nice. A very filled weekend, very wholesome weekend, Deborah.
My first ever job was working as an elf at Santa's Grotto in the Avonree.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it now?
Yeah.
And do you miss your elf days?
No. It was actually really bad. But the Avonree is a good spot.
Very nice spot. What's the plan for the day, Deborah?
Just on my way to work.
What do you do? What do you do?
I'm a secondary school teacher.
Oh, very good. Very good.
What's your subject?
Maths and biology.
Oh, brain box.
Yeah, definitely brain box.
Well, in those two anyway.
Yeah, for 100% maths. Honours maths teacher.
I did pass for both maths and biology, so we probably would not get along.
I had to get 2 years of grinds just to try and pass maths for the Leaving Cert.
Oh my God, it's so hard.
Oh man, I couldn't get my head around it at all. And anyway, fair play to you.
Do you still do the past papers with your students, Deborah?
Yeah, that's what we're currently doing now because we've only a few weeks left.
Go
back to the 2013 one. That's the hardest one.
That's why he failed.
Yeah, exactly. It was ridiculous. Stupid questions. I don't know what's a biology word? Chlorophyll.
Chlorofluorocarbons.
Yeah, that's the one.
Is that one?
Is chlorophyll one?
Chlorophyll is, the green that picks up the light for plants.
Yeah, I knew that.
I hadn't a clue, so I did a bit of ag science.
I didn't know it in 2013. Anyway, let's go. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket, Deborah. This is a game where you have to guess five songs and artists within 25 seconds. If you do all of that, you win a golden ticket to three of the biggest music festivals this summer. Does that all make sense?
Yep.
Okay, amazing. If it's a song with a few people on it, maybe it's like, you know, a collaboration or something, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. There's no skipping and passing. We cannot move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap at any moment. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Deborah?
Yep.
Happy days. Where are you from?
From Roscommon.
Very nice. Oh, from Roscommon.
Living up in Dublin, are you?
What part of Roscommon? I only know one part of Roscommon, so if you don't say this one, I won't know it. But what part of Roscommon?
From Elphin.
Nope, don't know it.
What one did you know? Boyle?
Castlereagh.
Oh, yeah. That's another.
Not far from there.
Okay, very nice. I do know Boyle as well. All right, 25 seconds on the clock. Deborah from Roscommon, the best of luck. Song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
My brothers don't die, we just rusty bark. I tell you, I got to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots.
Hey. What do you think, Deborah?
My brothers don't die.
Coffee bop.
I tell you, I got to link me at the coffee shop.
Swap it, Deborah, swap it.
Stormzy.
Oh, it just came to you there at the end. Bossy bop, Stormzy. All right, we burned through a bit of time there, Deborah. We're down to 8 seconds left and we have 4 songs to go. Don't forget, if you have your swap, if you do kind of like waste a bit of time.
Yeah.
But we'll give song two a lash.
Let's do it. Let's go for song two. Deborah plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
They saw what I saw. They were far the way I felt, but they don't know what
you want to swap.
Oh, thank God. You had 1 second left on the clock. We are back to 8.
I don't think this
could
happen
either. All right, we're swapping it out. What was it, Ash?
The song you missed there was Justin Timberlake and Selfish. His newer one there. Playing it a fair bit, but maybe the intro is a little tricky.
Maybe. Let's see if you can get the brand new song too. Still back to 8 seconds. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately I've been doing better.
3.
We actually played it just after 7 o'clock this morning. It is number one, I think, everywhere at the moment. Benson Boone, Beautiful Things.
Oh, you'll never forget it again, Deborah.
I need to scrub up on my artists and lyrics.
Yeah, that's did okay. you know that there's a Spin playlist called the Spin Golden Ticket? You can go onto Spotify and there's just multiple, people have added songs to it that are on the Golden Ticket.
As in,
so
like,
there you go.
We didn't set it up.
No,
people who want to win the Golden Ticket.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So there you go. Go practice and come back to us, Deborah, in a couple of weeks and hopefully take this off.
If I was a teacher of applied maths and honours maths, I actually wouldn't have room for Benson Boone's name in my mouth.
That's fair.
She's got enough going on.
She knows Pythagoras' theorem. She doesn't need to know Benson Boone.
Yeah.
Deborah, listen, thank you so much for playing. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great day.
No problem, lad. Thank you.
Bye, Deb.
Talk to you later. All right, we crack on tomorrow. The prize again, in case you need reminding. A weekend at Sea Sessions camping. Longitude would give you a camping, but they don't do camping. So your weekend Longitude tickets sorted.
We'll give you 10, see if you can stay over in the bathroom or something.
Yeah. See what you can do.
Emma's garden.
Yeah, there you
Not
go.
Not too far away.
Not too far away as well.
Electric picnic, your weekend camping as well. All these tickets being a pair for you and a mate to enjoy. 087 711 103. The word golden, please, to get on air tomorrow. Woo, you're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now, I have a new obsession at the moment, and it is with American medical ads on the television. Okay, my boyfriend Alex is American and he lives here, but he still has his American credit card. So he managed to get us HBO Max, which is like a very big streaming service in America.
Oh, can you not get that here now?
No, you can't. Oh. Just call Max actually now. But it has all the big US dramas and stuff like that. Possibly a little bit dodgy that we have it. We have to use a VPN,
yeah.
Do a bit of fiddling. If the VPN's not switched on, we get kicked out. We have to restart the telly, restart the app. It's a lot of work.
Okay.
But it is good. There's good stuff on it.
VPNs are legal, so I'm sure you're actually fine.
They are, but I don't think we're technically allowed to have the subscription. But he has the credit card. It's all
you're
good.
Giving
we're
them work. Money, for the love of God.
I know. Bureaucracy, what? So when we're watching HBO Max, all the ads that come on during the shows are American ads, yeah. Okay? And I just find American ads to be so much more fun than like Irish and English ads.
There's
just
money put into them as
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah. There's big stars. Like you had like Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg on the Just Eat ad, yeah, and stuff like that. They're really fun. But especially the ads for the medicines, because they're getting very creative with medicine ads. And in Ireland, you don't really have medicine ads.
No, we never do.
You have maybe like Gaviscon and stuff.
Cold and flu I see pops up, yeah.
Yeah, but in America, they're like given ads for like proper serious medical conditions, and they're like, ask your doctor about this drug.
And it's always very specific, isn't it? It's like, if your left eye feels a little bit sore, it's because of this. And you're like, what? How did you know that?
But they're like asking you to go and ask your doctor for a prescription.
Almost trying to like make it a cool thing that you go ask your doctor about, even though it might have nothing to do with you. It's kind of strange, isn't it?
Big Pharma added again over in America. But my favourite ad currently is for a diabetes medicine called Jardians. And we're currently watching The Wire on Max. And so basically the ads cut in quite dramatically. So it'll literally be like a lad getting shot. Like be like, right? And then it'll switch into this ad called Jardians. And the best thing about this ad is that it's basically a musical ad, okay? So it's set in an office. There's like a middle-aged lady singing about her diabetes medication. And it is an absolute bop, and it starts like this.
I have type 2 diabetes, but I manage it well. It's a little pill with a big story to tell. I take once daily Jardians, and each day starts as hell along. It was easy to see. I'm lowering my A1C.
Wow.
I'm obsessed.
I can't tell you how often my boyfriend Alex and I go around the house singing this song. I have type 2 diabetes, but I'm handling it well. So funny, right? So it's all happy clappy at the start. They're in an office. Everybody around her like joins in this like kind of TikTok style dance. But every American medical ad has to have the scary terms and conditions and the possible,
of course,
fatal side effects.
Sure.
So when that cuts in, everybody's still dancing. So this is what you're listening to, but picture everyone in the office still dancing away.
Serious side effects may include ketoacidosis that may be fatal, dehydration that can lead to sudden worsening of kidney function, and genital yeast or urinary tract infections. A rare life-threatening bacterial infection in the skin of the perineum could occur. Stop Jardians and call your doctor right away if you have symptoms of this infection.
Oh,
they're just singing away in the background.
Oh, they're just clicking their fingers
Dear
and clapping
God.
Their hands and grooving away.
Oh, my God.
But it goes on and on and on with the scary side effects, and then it hits the big finale, and this is the earworm that I cannot get out of my head.
Taking Jardians with a sulfonylurea or insulin may cause low blood sugar.
Jardians is really swell, the little pill with a big story to tell.
Wow. A big pill with a big story to tell. Or a little pill with a big story to tell.
It's so good.
Dear God.
Imagine being in that mark in that sit down creative meeting and coming up with that and actually the boss going, yes, great. Yeah. I love it.
The little pill with the big story to tell, love it.
Yeah, it's like the little pig in the big city. It's like Babe. Like, what's the story?
It's so fun.
I love it.
Oh my God.
I love it.
This has been playing on loop while we're watching The Wire for like a good few weeks.
By the way, you're watching this on Max, HBO Max. You can watch The Wire with a Now Entertainment.
You can. I actually don't know why we're watching it on Max. Maybe for the American TV ads, but you can stream it with Now Entertainment membership. But I've been thinking, we got to do something with this, guys, and I want to set us a challenge. Oh. See if you're up for it. I would like us to come up with a fake medical drug and create a musical ad to go alongside it.
Oh, go on.
And maybe we'll inspire some of the Irish medicines that do boring ads, like the little Bongella man soothing the blister. There needs to be a musical element to medicine.
I like the Gaviscon firemen going down the throat. I like them. They're cool.
Fire.
They're kind of cool.
But wouldn't they be elevated if they were singing and dancing
in
harmony?
They would.
Can't argue with that, Ashley.
Okay, so I'm going to say by Thursday.
Okay.
We are going to bring to the show our fake medical products, complete with a musical ad.
Okay.
All right, okay, I'm in.
And Jardians is the bar, all right? That's the standard.
I don't know how we're going to top this.
Taking Jardians with a sulfonylurea or insulin may cause low blood sugar.
Jardians is really swell, the little pill with a big story to tell.
Leave it with us and we'll see if we come up with Friday morning.
That's such a tune. I love it.
We'll be back to you with what we got.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Casa Ray and Prada on spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's just gone 20 to 9. Good morning.
I've never seen you forget to put your own mic up.
Asher,
yeah. That's impressive.
How selfless of you.
Sometimes you think your hands are trained to do, you know, like I presume if it's like playing an instrument.
Yeah.
You know where your hands are going, but
sometimes they just don't work.
I need to look, obviously. Question for you on the show this morning. What dragged on way longer than you expected it to? Would love to hear from you on this. 087 711 1038. I come telling you this story as a woman who only feels able to talk about it now.
Okay.
It was over a week ago and I went to the hairdresser for a few casual highlights and a trim.
Oh, dear.
And a few. Might I say, you look amazing.
Oh, that's beautiful now. I have to say, it was the first thing I noticed when I came back from my holidays.
That's very kind. Thank you very much. Now, this is maybe our first flaw. My housemate, Emer, also wants to get her hair done. And we know a girl. And she said, should the 2E come on in? Come on in. Bank holiday Monday. Come on over to me.
Over to her house?
No, to her chair.
Okay.
Right? So that was grand.
On a bank holiday Monday?
Yeah. So we arrive in at 2 o'clock, right? Now, when I say I wanted a few, I didn't want a half head. I know this might be lost on the guys, but I didn't want like a full head of highlights.
Yeah.
That can take a lot of time. I just wanted like a little bit of a brightness around my face.
Half head.
So, yeah, even a quarter.
The left side or the right side?
Like a bit of a dribble.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
A sprinkling.
Bit of a sprinkling. Yeah. Brighten it up a little bit for the summertime. So we sat down at 2 o'clock and she did say to me, Jesus, I'm dealing with a mermaid here. And I explained this on the show this week. We had a hairdresser on the phone. And I think I'd be known as a bit of a mermaid because my hair is very thick. So I think I'm a bit of a hairdresser's nightmare.
Your hair's very thick and it's very long. You have amazing hair.
No, I appreciate that.
What do they call you again?
A mermaid. But I think that's used as like a...
Oh, here we go. Oh, damn it.
It's not a compliment in this situation.
In reception, I have to deal with this mermaid now kind of a thing, right? And obviously, Emer needs to get her hair done as well. We got in there at 2 o'clock. Okay. We left at 10 to 11.
No.
What?
What?
We left at 10 to 11.
No, you didn't.
We had to...
In the p.m.
In the p.m.
10 to 11?
At night. Yeah.
From 2 p.m.
From 2 p.m.
Emma.
2 p.m. 2 p.m.
Why?
We had to order... We were like, can we order a takeaway? I'm absolutely starving.
Why did it take this long?
We ordered a takeaway. Because we're just so... I'm literally a mermaid. I actually felt sorry for Emer. He's like, I'm never coming with you again when you have to get your hair done.
As well, it was one girl doing two heads.
One girl, two heads. Over back, need to tone you. You get over here, you sit there.
Oh,
you come over,
God.
Need to wash you, need to tone you, need to cut you, need to blow dry you.
Do you want to curl? I would be going spare.
Oh, dear.
You were her whole day's work.
I felt so bad. I was like, in future, we'll never double up because I didn't realize mine was this.
You need a full team.
I do.
Because I have been in the hairdressers before when they're kind of so dumb at me at the end, like in previous times, and they just grab a random girl and be like, will you blow dry the right hand side of her there?
Yeah.
Will you finish her off then?
Yeah, just like, I'm, whatever. So this went on for the guts of 8 hours.
Oh my God. I'm actually.
And
really
I honestly thought 2 o'clock, maybe six. You know, there's two of us. Maybe.
Yeah, a bit longer than normal.
It's going to take a while. And this isn't saying anything negative about the girl who did her hair.
No.
She's amazing.
No, like, it's all your fault.
Run off completely and utterly my fault. But it certainly dragged on way longer.
Oh, my God.
That's to the extreme.
Than I expected it to. I have, you know, apart from maybe a long haul flight, I haven't sat in the same place as much. I've been just starting to do walking laps around the place just to try and pass some
time. I feel like you needed compression socks for that appointment.
Honest to God, I probably should have. So, that question to you listening, what went on, whatever it might have been, way longer than you expected to. You had an idea in your head, and hours later you're like,
there's nothing worse. I hate when things go on way longer. It really messes me up.
100%. 087-711-1038. Your voice notes would be fabulous on this morning. Get in touch and let us know. Certainly something that dragged on way longer than I expected to, and I only have my own head of hair to blame.
That sucks.
But yes, 087-711-1038. We've been asking you on the show this morning, what dragged on for way longer than you expected for you? Dave?
Avatar 2. Dear Christ, that was long. Like, I just sat there in the cinema going, when will this be over? And I loved Avatar 1. I really liked Avatar 2 as well, but my God, it went on for ages.
How long was it?
It was, I think it was like 3 hours. I think it was 3 hours and 12 minutes or something like that.
I felt like that with Killers of the Flower Moon. I think it was 3:20. And honestly, I was like nearly taking my shoes off in the cinema, honestly, which is a big no-no, but I was so uncomfortable.
I just can't see.
Even on that vibe, they could have cut a little bit out of Oppenheimer. There was no need.
That was like, all those movies are like three movies they could have made.
Yeah.
Just make that three-parter.
100%.
Maria is standing by. What dragged on way longer than you expected to, Maria?
I had a two-hour meeting with a manager and then she fired me.
Oh, God.
She fired me.
No.
I thought the job was permanent and it was temporary and she let me go.
So she literally wasted 2 more hours of your time essentially to fire you.
For two hours, I thought we were having a meeting about how I can improve and what I can like bring to the role.
Yeah.
And then she listed off all the things that I was doing wrong and then told me that the job wasn't even permanent.
After two
it was
hours.
Temporary, and they were letting me go anyway. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well it was about an hour of listing my faults.
Oh God.
And then it was an hour of like why they couldn't keep me on.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, Maria, you poor thing.
What a massive, gigantic waste of your time.
Yeah, we could have done this in 5 minutes.
I know.
Yeah,
just tell me I'm gone and let me go.
Yeah, honestly, dear God, that's annoying.
I need to batter my self-esteem
in
the process.
Yeah, thank you very much, yeah. Thanks, Maria.
Ella also got in touch and it's kind of on the vibe of your 8-hour hair appointment, Emma. This is traumatizing. She said, got my eyelash extensions done where I'm lying on my back with my eyes taped shut, not being able to move.
Oh, God.
I thought it was going to take 2 hours, but it actually took 4.5 hours.
Would you not fall asleep if your eyes were closed for that long?
Apparently people do fall asleep getting their eyelashes done, but like 4.5 hours.
I have never, like, I've done it once in my whole life and I don't think I could do it again. Now, I was lucky in that sense. I was like, I'm going to try it just to see. Do you remember, like, we just started the show and
I think I do remember getting these lashes in
because, like, I'm not wearing makeup anymore.
You fell asleep, didn't you?
And she literally, like, more or less put me to sleep. She was like, just relax. I was like, okay, gone. But
you don't have to tell her twice.
Yeah, like, really? Oh, great. See ya. But no, 4.5 hours is pain. And like, it's horrible when your eyes are literally taped shut.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be getting claustrophobic.
Yeah. So would I.
I'd be starting to imagine all weird scenarios that are going on that I don't know about.
It takes some serious muscle to keep your eyes closed for that long as well.
Totally.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to summertime. I'm saying it now. It is only bleeding gorgeous out there.
It is a lovely start to the week.
Emily just did her 5-word weather and it's just caused Emma a whole load of mayhem. She's going mad. Yeah. Oh, it's summer.
I actually just walked upstairs to get a cup of tea and I didn't bother getting the tea. I just said I'm going to take 2 minutes just to stand out in this sunshine.
Oh, lovely.
It's gorgeous.
Happy
with
days.
Emma, Dave and Aisling on spin.
What's up?
I went home at the weekend for a night and I was chatting to my mum about her choir because she's in a choir and then I'm also in a choir for some part of the year, but she does hers like more seriously.
Very religious family.
Oh, yes. No, not necessarily a religious choir, but the choir that she's in are practicing for a competition that's on in October, so a long time away. But they're doing
a very quirky song this year.
Oh, cool.
She said, we're doing the theme song for Mr. Bean.
What?
What?
And again, Dave, how does this stuff just
land in your lap?
So her choir, which is full of like people, and actually the age ranges from like probably people in their late 20s to like people in their 70s, or maybe people in their 80s. It's a very like broad spectrum of people, and they're doing the theme tune to Mr. Bean. Now, when she first told me that, knowing Mr. Bean, I was like, surely that's like a weird theme tune. Is it like some sort of like winking in corner? I was thinking of like a SpongeBobby type vibe.
I was thinking maybe Pink Panther or something like that.
And then I played the theme tune and I went, oh yeah, I do recognise it. And actually, I think that would sound great as a choir. Have a listen.
Oh my God.
You recognise this?
I do.
In that opening kind of part where that plays, isn't he kind of dusting around in the car doing the bits, all the credits are rolling up and
the
everything.
A little Mini Cooper, isn't it?
Yeah. So I was asking her, what do the lyrics of that song mean? And like, it was that just like some sort of choral
what
music
language is
before?
That?
It's probably like Latin or something. Okay. It's called Esche Homo. And the lyrics mean, behold the man who is a bean.
Stop it. That's
just
amazing.
That on loop, and then at the end it goes, farewell the man who is a bean.
That's incredible.
So it's just that on loop.
That is so weird.
Isn't that so funny?
Was that a thing before Mr. Bean, or did they specifically were like, right, Mr. Bean, we need a theme tune. Okay, I'm thinking da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, I'm thinking this is the most beautiful choir you've ever heard in your entire life singing Latin of the man is...
Sorry.
The bean.
It's almost like a juxtaposition to like the content of the show.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? Because you kind of think you're getting something really amazing.
I know. I mean, bizarre. I presume they obviously like made it for specifically for the show, but I was like, what a little hidden gem that those are the lyrics.
Amazing.
It sounds like in your choir, you need to be thinking about a SpongeBob intro.
Choral SpongeBob.
You have to up your mom's choir with something.
Yeah,
you know?
Only fools and horses or something.
She always wins.
Great show. 7 minutes after 9, morning.
Spins. Fully charged.
Recharged.
Next Thursday, the 25th of April, we're doing this.
Emma, Dave and Aisling's worst show ever.
It won't be long coming around. We're filling you in on all of this last week after 8 o'clock. So maybe you're totally unfamiliar and you normally just get to us around 9. We need to fill you in on the worst show ever.
It's not every day, no.
Yeah, we don't want any of that in the text. Yeah, no thanks.
Good one, Dave.
It's approaching Radio Award season, and I get it. Overall, why should you care about Radio Award season? You shouldn't. However, I'll just give you a little insight. This is the one time a year you get the opportunity to showcase the best moments from shows in the last year, our show in the last year, etc. I'm sure there's similar stuff in every type of job.
Definitely,
of
course,
a little moment of brag. And there's awards, and typically with these awards, you don't give a monkeys about them until you don't win.
No, but your bosses really care.
They really care.
Yeah, so you're sitting there doing the sad Oscars loser clap.
Oh, great.
And that's kind of when you go, Salmon, I'm kind of annoyed about this
exactly.
now.
Exactly. So we're bringing you back to last year. We entered our show from last year for the best breakfast show category. And we had a load of fun stuff, loads of girly quizzes, a bloody musical that we put on about furniture.
Is that not good enough for
them? Yeah, Red Flag Romance was in there as well. There was so many things.
Ah, listen, we just had the crack and we thought this is fairly entertaining. This is a bit of crack. Didn't even get a nomination.
Not even a sniff.
Not even a whisper.
Never mind the actual awards on the night. We couldn't even be giddy going into the night because we knew we were going in as losers.
Exactly.
We didn't even get nominated.
It was impossible for us to win.
Yeah, we're feeling a little bit kind of put out by the awards this year. So we said, you know what? We're not going to put our best show forward for best breakfast show.
Not at all.
We're going to put forward our worst show ever. And we're going to make this happen with your help on the 25th of April, next Thursday. I'm very excited.
Are we only hurting ourselves by doing this?
I don't know. I think it's going to be so fun. Like, the idea being that this is like, imagine the worst radio show in the world and then let it come to life, because that's what's going to happen next week on the show.
And we've been
getting your suggestions on, like, what do you think would make a terrible radio show, okay? So some things about the show we're going to be aware of and planned.
Yes.
Again, we've been getting your help on this.
Things are going to intentionally go wrong.
But some things we don't have a clue on.
No. Yeah, other things that I know people in the background are working on, surprises that we aren't going to have any clue are happening until literally the moment happens. It's going to be It's going to be scary.
I think I'll be up pretty late wearing the night before it happens.
Yeah.
Again, set that reminder in your phone Thursday the 25th of April, because if you just switch on spin and don't have a reminder of it, you might think, oh my God,
you might actually think
we're dogs.
We were terrible.
So, some of the suggestions that have been coming in across the weekend. This is from Zoe.
You guys should deliberately get the song titles wrong every time you play a song, and then the first person that texts in with the correct song title and artist should get a free cinema pass.
All right, okay, I hear you. It's like a minute ago we played Anne-Marie and Shania Twain on Healthy. I would come out of that being like, Teddy Swims on spin. and just not even recognise
for the whole
just,
show.
Yeah, every single song.
I thought we'd do that one.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's yeah,
all right.
Gave that a tick.
That's in. A lot of people also were very kind of keen to really working with like the music on the show. I liked these. Some great suggestions on all of that.
Keep playing the same song over and over again.
Stop a song halfway through or cut the mics when talking and just have silence for a while.
Do the show like the NATC J at 24. It's like call out the song and you sing with the song and they just a shout out for say Dave and Kulak. Whoop whoop.
We love
I do love this.
It's got real 90.
That's going to be on you, Em.
I love that. I really, really do.
I love this. This is so silly. But then, do you know what we got a lot of last week when we were talking about the worst show ever? A lot of people were like, well, it's on a Thursday. And the other thing we do on Thursday is the girly quiz.
Yes.
So a lot of people were saying, you know, oh, do this for the girly quiz and do this for the... And I think one of the suggestions was Dave gets waxed on the Thursday of the worst show ever on the girly quiz.
When he gets a question wrong, wasn't that it?
Yeah, like, mean. However, Niall has been on and he has a little bit of a different spin on that.
How about you do the girly quiz? Yeah, I agree with the waxing. If he gets it wrong, he should get waxed. But if he gets it right, you two should get waxed. How about that? Go on, Dave. Yeah. Represent for the lads. Good man. Keep it going, kid.
Thank you, Niall.
I love Niall.
Appreciate you.
I think that's only fair.
It's nice to have someone in my corner for once. This is great. I like Niall.
It is rare, isn't it? Yeah.
Niall, maybe you come on and wax the girls. That'll be great. Perfect.
I don't know. Do we give that one a tick?
Oh, yeah.
Go on, press that button.
Yeah, it's locked. Mark was on as well.
I'm not saying it would be the worst thing ever, but... What if you turned it all around and went on a protest on the day and left Callum to do the whole show on his own? Might
good.
Be an idea. Might go horribly wrong.
That would be a terrible show.
That would be the worst show ever.
This in as well.
I think you should do like a fake cash machine call and get somebody really excited, really geared up. Let them know they won. Ask them what they're going to spend it on. And then just be like, sorry, wrong number. I don't know. Something like that be nice.
Do you have anyone in mind?
Oh my God. I can't do that. I think that's absolutely
I think people
horrendous.
Would take to the streets if we did that to somebody.
Maybe someone's ex.
Yeah, yeah.
Who deserves it.
Did you see Adam?
No,
sorry, I thought I had something in, but no, it's not.
That's okay. Well, look, it's happening.
Do you know what? Show has already started.
That means that he has something. He just was about to ask the man, went, no, I'm going to keep this as a surprise.
That was a secret.
Is that what just happened, producer Callum?
Maybe.
25th of April, the worst show ever. Mark it in your calendars before you forget.
And if you have suggestions at any point, just knock them over to us on WhatsApp. A voice note would be great. And then we can actually use your voice on the day.
Oh.
Now, though, some drama from the weekend.
Oh,
I think
please.
This lit up so many WhatsApp groups across the weekend. Oh my gosh. So obviously we were all pretty obsessed. Well, actually, all of us excluding you, Aisling, with Big Brother. But I think you were enjoying the stories about Big Brother.
Yeah, I really enjoyed you filling me in.
Well, we were bringing you the best bits.
The condensed version.
Yeah.
And there, we were obviously Louis and Sharon were such a double act on Big Brother this year, and they totally forgot the mics were on them. They did a whole load of bitching about people that they probably shouldn't have been bitching about.
Yeah. Not highbrow enough for Aisling Bonner, you know.
I was too busy watching Love Is Blind,
Downton Abbey, and Bridgerton and things like that.
But one of the people who got a lot of stick on Big Brother from both Louis and Sharon was actually Simon Cowell.
Oh yeah.
And the particular incident was
Simon.
It was Louis and Sharon having a chin wag about basically how they're treated by Simon. In one instance, Sharon was relaying how she thought she was signed up for X Factor. She was offered a gig on The Masked Singer. She said, no, sure, I can't do that. I'm already contracted to do X Factor. She gets a call, not from Simon himself, she said, from Simon's people, saying that's not happening. And said she was furious and blah, 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 blah.
She missed out on The Masked Singer.
Yeah, she missed out on The Masked Singer. But as it went on, there was a bit of messing about Simon, about how he dressed. They talked about, like, oh, the golden buzzer, and, oh, as if you had a backing track up your ass.
Talking about
when he'd normally be like, have you got another song you could sing? They kind of went in a little bit. It was a little bit bitchy.
Okay.
But obviously Amanda Holden again is in that clique, and she works quite closely with Simon.
She's even on Britain's Got Talent
today on Britain's Got Talent. And over the weekend, in the weekend version of the Daily Mail, Amanda was doing an article with them, and basically on the back of all of this, she was quoted in there saying, "I hated seeing certain people in a reality show dissing Simon. He's the person who's given them all the chances, given them a lot of money and a lifestyle that they probably wouldn't have had." She said, "It's bitter and pathetic." It was like Cinderella and her two sisters in the background, just stabby, stabby, stabby.
Okay, interesting.
Ooh, Amanda enters the chat.
I didn't know this.
Neither did I.
I didn't know what she wrote.
And I think if Amanda watched Big Brother herself, which I'm guessing she didn't, she would know you don't mess with Sharon Osbourne. That would be a very silly thing to do.
Very silly.
Oh, damn.
Give it a little bit of time and a full-on... A full-on response was posted on Twitter from Miss Sharon Osbourne herself, yes. Mrs. O. Some of the highlights from this, it's quite lengthy, I won't get through it all, but it is golden and so well-worded and stunning. She starts with saying, tagging Miss Amanda Holden, "I'm responding to your interview with the Daily Mail on the 12th of April. The truth is, you don't know me, Amanda. You know nothing about my history in the music industry, my achievements, the artists I've worked with, the shows I've produced, and my global celebrity." She said that they inhabit two completely different worlds. She said, "There are many countries that I could work in if I choose to. However, I don't have the ambition or the time to do so." And this is a great line. "And unlike you, I don't work in radio or pantomime."
Pantomime!
She said, she continued, "I have been blessed with an amazing lifestyle throughout my entire life. Before you were born, I was living in a mansion in Beverly Hills and continue to do so today, and continue to have my country estate in England as well." She went on to say, "Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed doing those shows," as in talking about the shows with Simon, at the time, and they were great fun. "Yes, Simon paid me very well. Probably more than what you're receiving today." "But all of that, darling, went on a few handbags."
Brilliant.
Legend. Just
brilliant. She went on to list her own accomplishments and said, "Amanda, I think you're missing the point here. No disrespect to Simon Cowell, but he needed me for my musical credibility on X Factor, and I delivered for him, and together all of us made a great team." She added that Amanda was living under a rock and said that obviously she's restating that she's married to Ozzy Osbourne, a music icon who has sold 170 albums, won 5 Grammys, and is a rock and roll Hall of Fame.
170 million. Albums.
Yeah,
surely.
I would imagine.
Oh, it says 170.
170 albums.
As in,
maybe did he make 170 albums?
Well, then that's a Sharon Osbourne typo. She concluded,
she's not perfect.
"The bottom line, Amanda, is that you'll never be in my league, and you've picked on the wrong ugly stepsister."
Oh, wow.
"It's demeaning to me and my husband's and all the achievements I've made in my life, as you're making yourself look like an ill-informed psychophantic."
Sycophantic.
I had to look it up this morning. Great word. "Praising people in authority in a way that is not sincere, usually in order to get some advantage from them."
Basically, using someone.
No, like as in, "Oh, you're all up about Simon Cowell because you probably want to gain more from him. Like you're backing him, but for the wrong reasons, because you're being, what did you say, a sycophant?"
Sycophant, yeah.
Amazing.
I liked when she was just like, "I know you're employed by Simon, and so is your husband."
Yes.
I loved that line.
Oh, listen, just so well done. Apparently, Amanda got a text via his fiance. They're still engaged all these years later. Laura Silverman, because Simon doesn't have a phone. And a spokesman then for Amanda, just to wrap up her side of the story, said, "Amanda is aware of Sharon's incredible career, but just like her, Amanda will always defend those close to her." The source added that Amanda still managed to enjoy the sun today, and she spent the weekend with her husband and two daughters at their £8 million London home.
Oh, for God's sake.
Just getting so immature and stupid.
Just so petty.
Oh my God.
"I don't work in radio or pantomime." It must be said, they are kind of similar.
I kind of take that diss, personally.
Yeah, same. Spins, fully charged. Recharged. We are playing One Foot in the Rave. It's back, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been a while.
It has been ages. Like, we've had a few kind of variations of this game.
Yeah.
In the last couple of weeks.
We've had spin-offs.
We've had One Foot in the Dave.
Yeah, I missed that.
That was uncomfortable. We had
One Flute in the Rave.
One Flute in the Rave for Paddy's Day. That's exactly what it was.
Now it's back to the OG.
It is back to the OG. If you've never heard this game before, this is where we play you a tiny little snippet of a dance tune. Like putting one little toe in the rave and then just taking it right back out again and go, nope, nope. not for me today.
Home yeah, to
not
my onesie, please.
Yeah, that's it. Home by 10 to 11 or something like that. Perfect night. But this is one from the radio where we play a tiny little snippet of a dance tune and you have to guess it. If you guess it within that tiny little snippet of time, you will win 10 IMC Cinema passes.
Yes, big for today. And if you've been listening since 7 o'clock this morning, you will know that at around 7:30, we gave away 16 IMC Cinema passes.
To one person.
On a game we like to call That's Not My Name. So today could be a 26 pass giveaway
day. Oh, God.
And that would be absolutely insane.
So we're going to play you a tiny little snippet. You guess it by just texting over the word rave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. If you come on and get it correct, you will win 10 IMC Cinema passes. However, if not, the time will increase tomorrow, but the IMC Cinema passes will decrease.
Yes, indeed. We'll be down
simple
to 8 passes and 0.4 of a second.
And 0.4 of a second. So this is 0.2.
Okay, I have no idea what this is. You do.
I do. This is my choice.
No, I'm blind.
Okay, a dance song in 0.2 seconds. Can you nail this? Have a listen.
It always makes me laugh the first play because I'm like, oh, shut up.
Ready?
So the last couple of times I've chosen the song for this game, I've given it away on the first or second
day. Yeah, you haven't done it this time, I don't think.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, give it a few goes.
Do you know when you play it multiple times together, you're like, maybe it'll be longer if I just keep pressing
it. Yeah, maybe if it repeats, it's like actually the beat. No, not a clue.
Yeah, it gives me a 90s vibe, but I know it's probably not. One sec. I don't know.
See, the beauty of this one is it really could be anything, so it's well worth getting a guess for anything
at all.
And 10 IMC Cinema Pass.
And all you have to do is just the word rave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Recharged.
We are playing One Foot in the Rave. This is the game where we play you a tiny little snippet of a dance tune. If you guess it within that tiny little snippet of time, which is 0.2 seconds today, you'll win 10 IMC Cinema Passes. However, tomorrow's clip will get a little bit longer, but the cinema passes will decrease naturally.
If it's not one.
It's getting a little bit easier.
Fair is fair.
Exactly.
It could go today, though, and we could be sending out another 10 IMC Cinema Passes this morning. Already since 7:30 this morning. Producer Colin will be sending out, how many was it this
16.
Morning?
We gave away 16 this morning on a game called
Scandalous.
That's Not My Name. So this could be a world record in our show's history.
Wow. Dan, hello.
Hi, Emma, Dave, and Ashley, how are you?
What's
Dan the man.
Dan the man. You're on to play One Foot in the Rave, Dan. Have a listen to the clip there again. Any ideas?
I'd have a go at Prada.
Prada.
Paso and Ray.
Paso and Ray.
It does have that kind of glimmery feel to it. Let's listen again. What are you saying, Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, it's wrong, Dan. I'm so sorry.
Damn
a great guest, though, Dan.
No problem.
A great guest.
Thanks very much.
See you later, Dan. Have a great day.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye. One of the disadvantages to being the person who picks the song is having to tell everyone they're wrong.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I don't mind that as much
really?
As you do.
Probably. Oh, you get a kick out of it.
A little bit of a kick out of it. A little bit of the evilness in me. But to be fair, it's because I'm so bad at this game. I love knowing the answer.
Yeah,
it's
fair. Great.
Yeah, fair. Maria, what's going on? How are you?
What's the story? Yeah, all good here. All good.
All right, hon. Have a listen to this again. And what dance song do you think that is, Ali?
I think it's Level.
Ooh, Avicii.
Levels.
That's a very good shout. I want to listen to this again now with that in mind. Avicii Levels. All right, Dave, is it?
Ali, you're wrong. I'm so sorry.
Oh. I was going to say, even if she's wrong, I bet that's in there somewhere.
very good guess though, Ali. Really, really good guess.
Thanks, Ali.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Bye. Standing by as well is Dean. How are you, Dean?
Good, how are you?
Good. You're bright and chirpy. Lovely sunny vibes out there this morning, isn't there?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, it's absolutely amazing.
Fantastic.
All right. So listen, here's the clip. What do you think that song is?
We think it is Boys a Liar.
Okay,
Boys
who's Panthers?
Pink Panthers.
Who's we?
We is me and my mate Romy.
Okay.
We're going to college.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
You and Romy.
Off to college. What college are you in?
Ballyfermot.
Nice. Ballyfermot. Do you always speak in unison?
Hey, the three of us were at Ballyfermot College a few months ago giving a little chat. If you're dying to get into the radio industry, it has a very good reputation, Ballyfermot College.
It does.
It does.
Just
good,
saying.
Good for everything.
Exactly,
so let's see.
Oh, that's what they're studying.
Let's see if you're good with songs and stuff as you launch your radio career, guys.
If you lose this, you'll never make it in radio. Dave, are they right?
I know,
I'm presenting my own test today. You guys are making me nervous.
Well, best of luck with that. I hope it goes better than this because you're wrong.
Oh, no.
No.
We've just killed a career.
Guys, that's best luck with college.
I was going to make it anyway.
Dean and Romy, you could still make it. You'll be the next Emma, Dave and Aisling, all right?
Yeah.
Or at least the next Jamie and Shireen anyway.
Thanks, guys. Best luck with your degree.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. I love Dean and Romy.
Oh, you'll hear that now soon. Dean and Romy in the afternoon.
Or even like Romy and Dean.
Why not?
Dean and Romy
rolls off the tongue better. Yeah, actually, yeah, okay.
That's why she's not in management.
All right, so tomorrow's clip sounds a little something like this.
That's much longer. Is that the correct clip? Because that seems like a lot. 0.4 seconds.
Now I'm starting to think the first person who was on it said Prada was right.
I think I know it.
Oh, I think that's going to go tomorrow.
0.4 seconds, that is. And we're playing for 8 IMC Cinema Passes this time tomorrow.
This is usually actually the part where I start writing it, just scribbling down on a piece of paper going, Emma, is it this?
Are we scribbling?
Play it again. She's wrong. Thank God for that.
She is. Aisling and dance music.
Thank God.
You're just annoyed I said you'd be back.
Yeah, she is. That's exactly what just happened.
Love you.
You're my best friend.
Oh, for God's sake.
Nathan Dawn out.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.